Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering
the Adult Zone.
With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
What up? Wait. What up? What's up, everyone? Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. I am going through something right now. Stuff is popping up that don't need to be popping up right now. Please bear with me. My co-host is running late right now. Woosa. All right. I got hype for a minute. Welcome to Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter. I'm going to play this song. This is not a music song, but this song is going to get us pumped up. It's going to get us in the mood, and this goes with the topic. So y'all listen to this. Stay tuned.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your mans have been to jail before. Suck my dick. And all the muffled cats you run with, get done with. Some quick. You gonna approach the dog with some bumps. I say go to click. Now I'm one. All over some dump. Ooh. Ain't that some? You remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my ass up. And I don't know who the you think you talking to, but I'm not him. I explain, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. Maybe they try to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here.
Off the chain, I leave soft in the brain. Still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't trapped long enough to be with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite. I smack you with my dick to the mic. Characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak, whining over food that don't belong to them. Wrong with them. Get up for real, like my man's in them. Who get it all with the strip of their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here.
I bring down rings, the heaviest hurts the head. No more talk. Put them in the dirt instead. You keep up, that you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up fed, I end up dead. You use a soft type. Fake up north type. It's like a soft wipe. Dog is a dog, blood thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we quicker than slaughter. The bigger the order, the more we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out, turn in the sun out. I'ma keep it out. Running his mouth, I'ma blow his gun out. Listen, what? He's about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool.
Okay. As I listen to it, it has nothing to do with the topic, but I just needed to get hyped, folks. Just needed to get hyped. Get it out of my system, because I'm feeling hyped right now. Once again, you are tuned in to The Adult Zone with LaCrush and
Black Reporter.
Welcome to the show, everyone. What up, Black Reporter?
One of my all-time favorites.
Really?
One of my all-time... Yes, it is.
DMX is one of your all-time favorite songs.
Yep. That particular song, as a matter of fact. Y'all go make me lose my mind.
Oh, gee whiz. All right. Shh. Don't sing it. Don't sing it. Oh, my goodness. My girls is online. What up, Baton Rouge?
Hi.
What's up, ladies? What's up, Brick? We got Brick in the building.
Brick.
Hey,
what's
Brick.
Up?
Hello.
Brick all the way back there. All the way over there. Okay, Brick. All right. You got the surround sound going over there.
I'm Skyping.
I see you got the peanut gallery back there.
I'm Skyping, too.
I'm so happy. It's working.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Right. It's finally working.
Finally.
Last night, it wouldn't work for her, so now she's got to be happy. Yay.
Yes, right. I had a long call.
Good for her.
Thank you.
So, all right, folks. All right. We are 10 minutes in already, and we already getting off topic. First of all, I want to say great show to Brick House. So, great show last night. Open marriages. We had such a good time. It was awesome.
We blew it up.
Thank you. It was a great show. To have a fun It was a great show.
We had a couple call in. We had somebody on the other end call in. We had all different types of callers call in and show love and represent, and it was a good show. Once again, folks, if y'all did not hear last night's show, y'all can catch the rebroadcast this weekend on phonefantasyradio.com, because, you know, the live stream is back up in full effect. Right. I've been working hard at it. It'll be up and running. You know, we'll have all the shows from this week. And I think what we'll do is we'll make one of these nights this weekend just the recap of all the Brick shows. And what we'll do is we'll play her shows. We'll play our shows from when she started, because, you know, we took that break. We'll play all our shows. And I think me and Black Reporter is going to have to sit through some of the shows we've done and pick out the top 10.
Yeah.
Wow, what a treat.
Right. I think me and Black Reporter are going to have to sit down, and we're going to have to get the top 10 from...
Why are you laughing, Lacey?
From 2010 up until now. Right, Lady C, why are you laughing?
Because you and him are going to sit down and do this.
That is messed up, Lady C. I am shocked.
I am not even expecting that.
I am shocked at you, Lady C.
I apologize.
All right.
You know what you're going
to say. I know. I said I apologize.
Exactly. She a lie a lot. That's what she just said. I caught that. Did she just say I pile a lot? I heard that.
Okay, Black Reporter, you're gonna do better this year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So So we had an awesome show last night. Once again, y'all can catch the rebroadcast this weekend on phonefantasyradio.com. Hit us up on the Facebook. Hit us up on the Twitter. I'll let you know when it's on air. Or you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio and listen to it for yourself. Once again, that was Brick House. We talked about open marriages.
Ooh, yeah.
And,
I said, yeah, it was a hot topic.
It was a hot topic. We had a lot of callers calling. We even had our good old England buddy call in, Russ. Shout out to Russ in England. Shout out to Marva.
And,
Marva, out of Long Island.
And Russ gave us some information on how they do it across the pond. You know, as far as whether, you know, how you would go about a marriage and things in the English way of doing things.
Well, I want to say this. I want to say shout out and big ups to Desiree and Jay, who called in. That was our couple who called in and showed mad love and support and educated us. Right. They educated us on the whole open marriage / open relationship scenario. And shout out to Twinkle as well, who was the third wheel in a couple. She gave us some insight from that point of view. So, you know, that was definitely water. Don't pay me, don't mind, folks. You know, I'm just hyped for no reason. I'm hyped for no reason at all. Good evening to all the guests in the room. Good evening to everybody on the line. You know, just big up to everybody. Big up everybody.
Big up everybody.
Big up. You know, we doing it like that. Right, I got my sound effects going, y'all. I'm hyped right now.
I mean, she's flowing with a sound effect. Big time.
I got one for you too, Black Reporter. I got one for you too, Black Reporter. You are not out of the loop. I got one for you too, Black Reporter. You ain't gonna like this one either. I'm not gonna like this one. But it needs to be played. You know. It needs to be played, Black Reporter, because sometimes you just go there. You go there for no reason. I don't know why you do it. But you go there for no reason. Actually, I do know why you do it, Black Reporter. You want to know my reason or why you do it?
Why?
Because, Black Reporter, deep down, you are a thug. Thank you. Hold your applause. Thank you. Black Reporter, you are thug. You just happen to be an OG. You are an OG. Now, hold on, folks. Flow with me. Black Reporter, he called us earlier tonight, and he was like, you know, and once again, y'all know more when y'all listen to the rebroadcast of Brick House. And the first thing he said, it was about last night, I'm sorry. And we was like, well, Black Porter, what are you sorry for? He said, for being me. If that's not thuggish mentality, I don't know what is. If that's not being a gangster, like, just for being me. Like, how else would you take that? You know, and I only bring this up because that is tonight's topic. Thug, gangster love, and thug life. Gangster loving and thug life. That's how we doing it tonight.
Now you see, I was about to ask, how do you determine a thug? But then, I guess, you just answered my question.
And there he goes.
You know what, Lady C? I will beat Lady C. I swear, if I was next to Lady C right now, punching her arms, I will punch her in your arm, Lady C. Just punch her in your arm. However, folks, this is what I got for Black Reporter, so I could put Black Reporter back in check. So we we don't have instincts like we had yesterday. This is the new queued up sound effect I have for you, Black Reporter. Cover your ears, people. Say, move your phone, your earphones away from your ears. This is what I got for you. That's what I got for you, Black Reporter. That right there. Exactly. Move your ears away from the. If you have headphones on, take them out. That can be kind of loud. I got you, Black Reporter. I'm gonna turn it down a bit. I got you, Black Reporter. As soon as you hear that, Black Reporter, you know just to keep quiet. I shouldn't have to mute you. You already know. Like, this is not the appropriate time. This is my cue to just. That's your cue, Doug. Can you hear that? It's no more me having to say, Black Reporter, please. Black Reporter, stop. Black Reporter. It's no more of that. No more of that needs to happen. If you hear this, you already know.
Yep.
That's it. But I keep playing it, right? I keep playing it. That's it. That is it. That's my gangster.
That sounds like a gangster. Bus backing up.
Right. Back up with that. That's exactly what that means.
Time out. Y'all spent the first 15 minutes of the show dogging out one Black Reporter.
That is not true.
Time to
no.
That is not true. That is
why?
Not true. First of all,
why?
I played a song up until 7 minutes. We only been talking for the last 5. So technically, we have not. You just called in 12 minutes ago. So we have not been talking about you for the last 15. So stop it. Stop it. We just letting you know. We let you know that, you know, what's the hat. All right, folks, let's get into tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is Thug Life and Gangsta Loving. Tonight we have no gangsters on the line yet. just OGs. We just got OGs on the line right now. And, you know, let me tell you how this topic came about, folks. Now, I played DMX only for the simple fact that, you know, DMX, to me, I'm going to put him up there next to Biggie and Tupac. A lot of people say no, y'all may disagree, or whatever the case may be, but lyrically speaking, if you sit there and listen to the lyrics. Don't listen to the beats or like that. Listen to his lyrics. He's up there. He's speaking some shit.
Right.
He really do say some shit. And the only reason why I say he's up there because the shit that he say, yes, I'm cursing, because I can do that. The shit that he say is real. It's not about Versace. Well, I know it's Versace, people. It's not about Louis Vuitton. It's not about Lamborghini. No. The shit that he's really spitting, I can picture it, or I can imagine it happening outside of my front door. I can imagine. If you don't stop closing that damn door. If you don't stop closing that damn door, leave that door alone. You know, I can picture this stuff going down. Go ahead, Black Report.
Just listen to the words of the song you played. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Not, you know, this fool in the Lamborghini or whatever.
If you don't stop saying that. Anyway, tonight, let me tell y'all what tonight's synopsis is. Tonight, we're going to explore men and women's fascination with the thug life. Mm-hmm. Why do entertainment glorify going to jail and violence? Why do street credibility count? Why is that even a factor? And is there a difference between thug and gangster and whatever else comes up in between the conversation? Right. What is the definition of a thug? I don't know why I'm laughing, folks. I don't find nothing funny. This is real talk. This is real thug out gangster talk that we have here, you know. So what is a thug? And I'm gonna go with the official original OG of Phone Fantasy Radio's Adult Zone. He's the number one OG. We're gonna go with you, Black Reporter, and we wanna know, what is your definition of a gangster, of a thug, rather?
A thug is someone who doesn't care about the man in the black and white or the blue and white with a little bubble top on the top, and who's up and down the street, and look, the streets are his. He's out there when he wants to be. You don't care if a man don't like him to be out there. He's out there when he wants to be, and he rules the street. That's basically what it's all about. And to have street cred, you know, you gotta be tough. And you gotta, for sure, be able to stick it up with the hard asses that he hangs with.
Right. Okay. I can dig that. Why are y'all laughing? What is so funny? Brick? Go in the corner, Brick.
Exactly.
Go in the corner.
I didn't do it.
Wait a minute. Was that for me or was that for Brick?
No, that was for Brick. That was to go in the corner, Brick. Fun as always on the show. Our first question tonight is, what is the definition of a thug? What you got for me, Mama?
Well, I was just listening to Black Reporter, and it seemed like he was saying, maybe it could just be me, that he was saying a thug is someone with no job and no education. Mm-hmm. That's what I kind of got from what he was saying. Was it just my ears?
Well, Black Reporter, is that what you were saying?
You're correct.
Okay.
All right. Well, then that's the definition of a thug.
We're not even going to go deep into that. What we're going to tell Black Reporter to do, your homework is to find HBO's The Wire.
Oh, okay.
That is a show full of thugs.
And there's the show The Corner, too. Don't forget about
right,
that show The
Corner.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
The Corner and The Wire. Look at those two shows. And we're going to get to that. But, Marva, what you got to say about that? If that was what
your ears
caught, what you
got to
say about it?
I'm not really much on that thug stuff, you know. I just think that leads back to what Ms. Briggs said last night. It's like a child that you have to keep disciplining and putting in check. And then as they get older, now it's the Lord disciplining them and putting them in check. You know, that's just basically the way I think about it.
I did say that. Only for the simple fact that I am wise.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I am wise, and I give myself claps. I give myself dabs.
Yes. I'm going to give you one, too.
Thank you. Hold your applause. Hold your applause. Right, and I crack your business. I am multi-talented. See, Brick, I am producing the show. Anyway, Marva, we are acting up. You know what? It's not my fault. I blame Brick.
I didn't do anything.
You know what Brick did? Let me tell y'all what Brick did, because we was on the phone to the last second, folks. You know what Brick did? Brick made me put on some DMX.
You know, I liked that, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? DMX is my man. I love me some DMX.
I went him. I ain't just play one song. I had played three songs before that one song came on. So I was hyped again. So I won one shit.
Got you hyped, huh?
You know, you got to get your voice get deeper. You know, and get raspy.
Yeah, that's you. That's my heart. Like
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't
talk crazy.
Sounding like a poodle talking about something. Are you barking?
Well, I heard his new album was good.
You know what?
I haven't went out to buy it.
It's not really. I don't think it's officially out yet. Actually.
Okay.
I'm a DMX fan, and I'm going to support my brother because I think he is a tormented soul. That right there, that man is a thug.
DMX has a higher calling, too, a special calling. Yeah,
right.
You're right. I agree with you.
Now you see that about him, and you hear his music, and you get that about him, but he hasn't gotten it yet. You know what I mean? He hasn't gotten it. He's almost there.
It's like he's caught in between.
All his steps lead up to that. Like, you'd be right there at the edge of the bridge, and you're looking over. That's how I feel like when I think of DMX and the stuff that he's done and the stuff that he's trying to do, and, you know, you hear all this stuff about him. One thing about DMX that people fail to realize, DMX is bipolar.
Right.
DMX is clinically bipolar. Like, yeah, I'm not just saying. No, he's certified, people. He is certified bipolar. And one thing I can say about people that are bipolar, by dealing with them on a first-hand basis and seeing it happen, when they on their medication, they're the most wisest people you want to be around.
Mm-hmm.
They are so effective. You know, when they have their mind to it, they get the work done. These people, if this meant for them to walk 3 miles to work, they walking that 3 miles to work. However, they gotta be on their medication. If they not on their medication, they get agitated, they get distracted. Excuse me, they get distracted very easily, and so forth and so forth. But we're getting off the topic. We're talking about the thug life, the gangster life.
Right.
Now, excuse me.
I want to give a shout out to my little baby, Russ.
There you go, starting from Mama gets the camera. Back up, Mama. There you go, starting trouble. There you go. You know we got fans of Russ on here. There you go. Shout out to Russ.
That's why, honey.
And we're talking about the thug life. The number to call in, 805-830-8320. It's quiet tonight. It was very popping yesterday. It's quiet tonight.
Well, that's because...
Go ahead.
Because you haven't allowed me to speak yet.
Oh, my bad.
I give
myself the alarm. Crush, shut up. Crush.
You know
I'm going to give yourself one.
Crush, I give myself the alarm. All right.
You know,
I'm
going to say something stupid. It's going to make everybody upset. Then they'll call.
Okay, well, hold on, Brick. We're going to save you for last. And what we're going to do is, we're going to let Brick answer, and then we're going to go into a thugged out song. How about we do that? How about we'll find something real thugged out to play, and we'll do that, and then we're going to come back. And, you know, this is not the music show, but I just feel that way right now. I got to get out of my system. Oh, Marva, why you dropped the call? So the question is going to go to Lady C. Lady C, what you got for me? What is your definition of a thug?
My definition of a thug is someone who knows how to survive on the street, dealing with the people out there as well. Some of them can do well in society, but they mainly know street business. They can count. Some of them are well-educated. Some of them not. But most of them know how to deal with what's going on the street, how to make it and survive. Mm. And basically, they don't care about nobody but themselves unless you get in their inner circle. Mm. You want to be in a circle, the rest, the hell with the rest. You know, if you're in their inner circle, you covered. You know, if you're not, you just consider the enemy. And they don't care what there's no friends, no survive. You know, they're not trying to make you survive, they're just trying to make themselves survive and live. You know.
Okay. Now, we got one more caller, and then we're going to get to you, Brooke, okay? 614.
What's up, honey?
Who's
car horn honking in the background?
OG John.
I hear this noise like a honking. Hey, Brick or Crush, baby, you can drive my car.
OG John.
Oh, come on, honey.
OG John, we're giving you no alarm.
Big, wet, and juicy.
Back that up. See, this is why you're OG. This is why John is OG.
He like that.
Right. Wait, hold up.
What?
Did you just say Lady C? Did Lady C just feel some type of way, y'all? Did she just...
Oh, yeah.
Lady C just feel some type of way? She said, be like
hey,
that.
Hey, I might not be able to see
it. No, I said,
be like smell
that.
I thought
he likes that. No, I didn't say be like that. I said he likes that.
Oh.
You know, he likes
that. Oh, you look good in a big, tight apple bottle, baby.
You ain't got to lie, Lady C. You ain't got to lie.
Lady C wears blue jeans, man. She's on Twitter.
You ain't got to lie, Lady C. You felt some type of way. Lady C, some type of way.
Hey, Brick, you could have been my school teacher. I got in trouble to stay after school with you.
All right, John. Focus, John. You're getting us on topic. Focus, John. What is your definition of a thug, John?
You talking about a pervert?
I don't have that.
What's my definition of a pervert?
Did he just give me the Scooby-Doo? No, what's your definition of a thug?
I don't know. I'm too fucked up to think right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right, boo.
Come on, man. When you gonna take me up on my offer, man? Come on, I'll take you to Applebee's or Golden Corral, Crush. Come on.
All right. All right, John, relax. This is
okay. I say a person who don't give a shit.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay, Brick. The floor is yours, Brick. What you got for us?
Well, Crush. Mm-hmm. I kind of disagree with what Black Reporter said. Okay. Mm-hmm. A thug is not necessarily unintelligent. Actually, he's quite clever.
Mm-hmm.
He's quite crafty, but he mm-hmm. chooses to use his intelligence for the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of thugs are very smart. Because you have to know how to count those cocaine and crack files, and you got to learn how to count, know how to divide that money up really evenly, real fast. So
and you know how to, you need to learn how to get that money. Oh, sorry.
You got to know how to get that money. You got to know
right,
how to get that money.
You're right.
You know, you got they got to come up with, they do respect, however, I disagree with Black Reporter when he said they don't respect the police. They do respect the police. That's why they try their ass not to get caught by them, okay? They run and they know how to scheme and get around the police. But if they get arrested, it's all good. They're not going to sit there and cry. They don't want to get arrested. They don't try to go set out to get arrested, but that's just how it happens sometimes when they get locked up, okay? And another thing, basically, about the sub is that he's got a mean stroke. He know how to handle his way around the bedroom. Okay. He know what he's doing and he don't need no direction. Okay. And if anything, he is the dominant. He lets you know what's what. And he's real. He's honest about his feelings. Now, he may be shady and stuff about his deals and what he's doing on the street, but he is honest when it comes to tell you what's on his mind. He's a little bit too honest. That's why sometimes they have to get caught and get thrown in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, the thug is a very, very crafty, clever individual. Sometimes he's not always that clean, doesn't practice cleanliness that much. That's because he's always on the move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He might rock the same pair of jeans for like about a week.
Ooh.
Okay? But at least he'll change his shirt, but he's going to rock some jeans for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You know what? That's sad because I know somebody like that.
Okay. You're going to tell me.
Sounds like
they're not going to stink.
They're
not going to stink, but you definitely
going to
be like, that's the same thing you've been wearing all week, man.
I know somebody like that. Like, word up.
See?
Brick.
Yeah.
Sound like you've been down this road before.
Who's been down the road before? You?
Oh, you.
Me? Come on now, listen. I live in the hood, okay? A thug is sometimes a girl's only way out of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
So she can live that gangsterlicious, that ghetto fabulous lifestyle. Sometimes that's our only way.
Okay, so my next question is going to go like this, and then I'm going to play my song, though. I'm going to play my song. But my next question for everybody to dwell on this, can women be thugs too? That's it. No quality questions. Nobody answer. Don't give me no hints. I'm going to mute everybody. We're going to come back. Be asking if women are thugs too. 805-830-8320. We finally woos. You know, we're going to play some music and we're going to go to, you know, because of what Brick just said. I got to play this. This is a 10 crack commandments, Biggie Smalls. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's the 10 crack commandments. Whoa. Man, can't tell me nothing about this coke. Can't tell me nothing about this crack, this weed, my hustling niggas. Niggas on the corner, I ain't forget you niggas. My triple B niggas.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal, it's rules to this shit.
Uh-huh.
I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know the cheddar breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass sucked up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? Take it from your honest.
Uh-huh.
I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up, hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You take a crackhead paying your back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting bags, say the fuck with police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number 10, a strong word called consignment, strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no, cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleet, hell no. Follow these rules, you have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fucked my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizard.
I feel mad thugged out right now. You are listening to The Dope Zone with LaCrush Hearts and
Black Reporter.
Yes, 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 sir. Call in number 805-830-8320. Can women be thugs too is the next question on the Rockstar, Rastafari and all that good stuff. What are your thoughts? We're going to go with Lady C. Can women be thugs, too?
Yes, they can be thugs, but it takes them a little harder because they have to compete with men, and they have to be up higher on that game.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Black Reporter?
I would agree that women can be thugs, but... they lose their femininity, and I think you see mostly lesbians as thugs.
Oh, no.
Because I see that because there's a certain hardness that you don't find in a normal woman. That's just my opinion.
Oh. Okay. All right. And finally, Brick, what you got for me?
Nope. No chance in hell. And I say that because until a woman can either...
Good evening.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. My bad.
Did I happen?
You know what?
My bad. I pressed the wrong button. But go ahead, Rick. What you got for me?
But I say the answer is no, because until a woman can say kissing. Until a woman can spend a night in Central Booking when I'm crying. Taking stone down on the ground on top of her breast and handcuffed and facing the body grab and take a hit to the solar plexus without bending down, she's not a thug.
She's not a thug.
No, you got to be able to handle all that to be a thug.
But they got some who can do it.
But it's not going to work.
Oh, okay, okay.
And if she can't take that, then she got a dick somewhere. That's a man.
Okay, so my take on this, I can't think right.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wait, I hate it.
Usta, be.
Usta, usta.
Usta, we gotta bring it back, bring it back, bring the collective back. Folks, once again, we talk about can women be thugs? 805-830-8320. I am producing my show, and everybody keep laughing at me.
I'm sorry.
I'm producing my show. Everybody says, can women be thugs, too? I see a caller on the end, and I shouldn't pull them in, but I want to pull them in because I want to know their opinion. 347-767, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, LaCruz.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Nisha.
Hello, Nisha. How are you doing?
Okay.
So, tonight we're talking about thug loving, gangster love, gangster life, or something like that. We talk about thugs and gangsters. And so far we've asked, what is the definition of a thug? So I'm going to ask you that question. And then we're going to ask you, can women be thugs too? So, first question, what is your definition of a thug?
Oh, right away, I think of a street guy.
A street guy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Someone that runs into problems with the law. I don't know if I'm right about that.
All right, right. No, this is your interpretation. There's no right or wrong answer. This is your interpretation. You see the word thug, and somebody asks you if you're a thug, and if that's what comes to mind, let us know.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was doing this right. It was the very first time I was able to tune into your show because I didn't know how to do it.
Oh, well, welcome to the Adult Zone. We are being on our best behavior. Everybody be good. Be on our best behavior.
We
got company. We got newbie in the building. Y'all be good. So, you know, we love all newbies. We got Black Reporter, my co-host. We got Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She's a spokeswoman. And we also got Brick, the host of Brick House. And, you know, this is a team. This is the team right here.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Right.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, do you think women can be thugs as well?
Well, the only thugs I'm familiar with when it comes to women is usually women that are gay.
Oh.
See, that's the reason why I said that.
Whatever, Black Reporter.
Really, Black Reporter?
Go sit down. All right.
Okay,
so.
You get a cookie.
You know what, Nisha? This is my take on it. Okay, I didn't answer. Did I answer the first question?
No,
I don't think I answered the first question
did.
Myself. I did. I answered the definition of a thug.
Thought you did.
No,
kind of sorta.
I sort of kinda. I went. I gave an example of who I thought was thuggish, which was DMX. You know, and I'm gonna say Biggie, but I can't see it because Biggie was big. And I know being big, I don't run. So that's another story. We're not even going to go there. We're not going to go there. We're not even going to make jokes on that. I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. But my definition of a thug, I'm going to have to agree a little bit with Brick. A thug is very intelligent. Maybe not book smart, but street smart.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he doesn't have a high school diploma or a GED, but he can count up that money. He can distribute that money. He has all type of business ideas, not just drugs. You know, it's not just crack and cocaine and weed. You know, he have all different types of businesses going. You know, he's selling DVDs. He's selling
CDs.
Right, he got the bootleg. He got the chicks on the corner. You know, he's doing it. He got his money. He's stacking it. He's saving it. He can buy stuff when he needs to buy it. Now, there's thug There's a thug, and then there's the Soulja Boy. Okay, let's get these two separated for a minute here. I'm gonna say Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy is a dude that's selling you the 5-nickel bag, and ain't bringing in no money. You know what I'm saying? The money that he's selling is the money that he's bringing back in. He's not really bringing no profit in. The thug I'm talking about, that thug, that dude bringing in money. That dude is in the 2012 expedition. Okay? That dude always have a fresh pair of Timbs on. Okay?
Oh, okay.
That's the thug I'm talking about. When I think of thug, I'm looking at him. You know.
You're talking about a hustler, somebody who's street smart.
I'm looking at the guy that has a 9-to-5 and also hustles. You get what I'm saying? He can do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. He's smart. He may not have a high school diploma. He may not have a college degree. But the thug I'm talking about, that man is this. There's all different levels. But that man right there, that man is on point. That's the thug I'm attracted to. Sorry, I'm fascinated by this man. I'm only fascinated by this man for the simple fact that he can work a 9-to-5. He's not scared of the po-po because he know his rights. He know you can't check me unless you have a reasonable doubt. If you don't smell no weed on me, if you don't see a blunt in my hand, you can't check me. So he knows that. He's going to tell the cops that. You know what I mean? The cops are mad at him. You know what I mean? That, you know, there's different levels of thugging. You know, we'll get into that later. In my opinion, there's different levels of a thug. Can a woman be a thug? Yes. A woman can be a thug. Mm-hmm. If you don't stop closing that door.
And she says it with pride.
Huh?
And she says it with pride.
I do say it with pride for the simple fact that if a woman can be a businesswoman, she can be a thug. If she can, I'm a stab you in your foot if you close that door one more game. Leave it open. Leave it open. Whatever that is, leave it open. Just leave the damn door open. If you can run a business, you can be a thug. You don't necessarily have to be beat up, slapped up, and all that in between. You don't necessarily have to go through that at all. You know, if you have that hustle and people respect you and you demand respect, then you a thug. Right. You know. We have another caller from the 228861. Are you with me there?
Can I just ever be a silent observer?
No, you should never be a silent observer. No.
My God.
This is good.
Wow.
Though.
I mean,
is this who I think
it is?
You
didn't get near the number one.
I know. I just pulled everybody in. Yeah, I'm button happy today. It's not your fault. I'm button happy. I'm hyped.
I see you on here thugging.
I'm thugged out. I felt so impelled to do such a thing. But, you know,
introduce
yourself anyway since you're on here.
228. Is this who I think
it is?
Yes, it is.
No,
know.
It's not.
Go ahead and introduce yourself. This is Pookie from where we're from. Where you from, Pookie? Black Report always want to know somebody. Where you from, Pookie?
Yeah.
Tell everybody where you from, Pookie.
I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi.
Mississippi? All right. And I see Misha call back. Misha, you know,
I got kicked off.
There's different levels. Thank you for calling back. of thug life. There's different levels. I have people hitting me up while I'm on the show. Anyway, Mr. Ghetto hit us up on a Facebook. He said, "Oh hell yeah, they can be women can be thugs." He said he know a few. He hit us up. Shout out to Russ, who's checking us out. Okay.
Yes.
All right, I know who it is now. Okay, I'm focused. Shout out to Marva in the chat room. Let's talk about thug life. Black Reporter,
ma'am.
Do you have a question about this topic?
Well, the situation is the fact that do you have to grow up in the ghetto to be a thug?
That is a good question. 228, what you got for me? You think that's possible?
No, because here I see it as being, well, here you see more Caucasians being thugs than anybody.
Ooh.
And with that being said, I mean, they're coming out of the rich neighborhoods. They're driving BMWs and Lexuses, and they're trying to be thugs. So I wouldn't say that you necessarily had to be in the ghetto to be a thug.
But then
they get tagged by us as being wannabes.
Right.
Yeah.
And you yourself, Black Reporter, get tagged as a thug and you drive a Toyota. That's just being a stereotype, you know, like, I hate to bring it up, but, you know, the same thing happened with the whole Trayvon case in Florida. You know, 17-year-old boy, he's wearing a black hoodie, he's 6'1". He's between 185 and 195 pounds. He have a low cut. That's the average black guy, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just about, you know, stereotypes and being stereotyped. Now, Black Reporter, you're going to have to hold on because what I'm going to ask is for the ladies. Ladies, what is our fascination with a thug/gangster? What is the fascination with that? You know, if you're attracted to that, let us know why. If you're not attracted to it, give us an idea of why you think that is. Because I know you know
crush.
Some girl that's attracted to this.
Crush, can I interrupt for 1 second?
No.
It may have something to do with being attracted to bad boys. Okay? Go right ahead.
You know, I'm not even going to play. I was going to play it. I'm not even going to play it. Okay, scratch what he just said, Lady C. What are your thoughts?
It's forbidden fruit. I mean, you want to see what, if you've never been there, and you're just curious, you know? Like, is it really all that? You know, is he as bad as he say he is in the bedroom as well?
Mm. Okay. Does his reputation precede him?
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, Misha, what you got for me, Misha? Sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to hear you, but my phone is going in and out.
Okay. What do you think?
This is not my. You have to use someone else's phone. I desperately want to get on your show. You've been sending me posts here and there, and I finally did it.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate it. You can listen to us online as well, blogtalkradio.com/coldfanradio. But I wanted to, before you go, I just wanted to get, what do you think is your fascination, a women's fascination with a thug?
One is, has to be the attitude, and they have some type of attraction to that, like, bad boy mentality. A lot of times the way they dress, you know, they have their own way of dressing, like slouching jeans and their own code of ethics.
Right. I think that's what it is. I'm gonna see if I can unblock her. She stopped talking to everybody in her background. Brick.
I wasn't listening. I had to go and regulate because the squeaky door was doing show, so I had to go choke them real quick. Problem.
Thank you very much. But what is your fascination? You like the thug. So what is your fascination with the thug, with thuggers?
I'm glad you asked. I love the protection and the safe feeling that I have when I'm with my thug. I like knowing that, you know, ain't nobody gonna come and test him or test us. You know, it's just gonna be just me and him. And, you know, I don't have to worry about no outside. It's like, you know, I feel safe. Like, for example, I could wear that dress that I've always been scared to, like, wear by myself when I'm with him, because I know anybody get out of pocket, he right there. You know, I like the code, the street code they go by. You know, like my son, he works a 9-to-5, busts his ass at work, and when he get on the weekend, you know, he wears dirty pants or whatever, work or whatever, and wear them messed up boots with the paint all on them. But when he come home on the weekend, he pull out the crispy button down, the jeans, the control top, get his hair cut every week, get his lines up. Mm-hmm. I love how it looks, and I just love the way he talks. You know, it's got, they got that, like, edge to their voice when they talk. You know, it's like they, you know, especially when they get you about something. Especially when they get you. Like, if you do something to piss them off, they be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, that ain't cool. You know, that ain't cool. You know, the way they talk, the language, the makeup. You know, how they call the
49-year-old.
All that. You know, all the thug would love it, girl. And, girl, you know how this can be loved by a thug, right? I'm going to love you. That's
the
number. That's
the
number where, you know, they
move
with their clothes on. You ever had that
they leave the Timbs on. Leave the Timbs on.
They
off your chest. To me, it sounds like you need to get something off your chest. podcast, so we're going to give you that opportunity. I'm going to play a quick song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about it. This is dedicated to all that thug loving that we just heard about.
Yo, let me ask you a question, yo. Yo, would you kill for me?
Yeah. The act of making love. Look,
you so
when I met you, I admit my first thoughts was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy dick. Yeah. I never felt that way in my life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife. Got no rings and shit, just my main squeeze. Coming to the crib, even had a set of keys. During the day, you helped me bag up my nickels. In the process, I admit I tricked a little. But you was my bitch, the one that never snitched. Tell me when I'm broke or when I'm filthy fucking rich. And I admit, when the time is right, the wine is right, I treat you right. You talk slick, I beat you right.
Me and my bitch, just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch, just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch,
I want a bitch that like to play CeeLo and crap, back and gas in a coach bag, steaming dime bags. A real bitch is all I want, all I ever had. With a box just as strong as me, toting guns just as long as me. The bitch belongs with me. Any plans with another bitch, my bitch is solid. One day she used my toothbrush to clean the toilet. Throwing my clothes out the window, so when the wind blows, I see my polos and Timbos. Hide my car keys so I can't leave. A real slick bitch, keep a trick up her sleeve. And if I deceive, she won't take it lightly. She'll invite me politely to fight G. And then we lie together, cry together. I swear to God, I hope we fucking die together. Enemies didn't hesitate to squeeze to get my life out of danger. Yeah. One day she put 911 on the pager. Had to call back whether it's minor or major. No response. The phone just rung. Grab my vest, grab my gun to find out the problem. When I pulled up, police was on the scene. Had to make the U-turn, make sure my shit was clean. Drove down the block, stashed the burner in the bushes. Stepped to police with the shoves and the pushes. It didn't take long before the tears start. I saw my bitch dead with the gunshot to the heart. And I know it was meant for me. I guess the niggas felt they had to kill the closest one to me. And when I find them, their life is to an end. They killed my best friend. Me and my bitch.
Me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just 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 me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch.
You're listening to the Adult Zone with LaCrushin.
Black reporter.
Okay. We're back on point. We in the chat room. We bugging out in the chat room. Shout out to Marva in the chat room. Shout out to the guest 2083. Sign in or make an account and, you know, join us in the chat right now. We was talking in the chat room and Rick brought up an interesting question regarding thugs. He said, what about the working thugs? She said she loves a thug that holds down a 9-to-5 and will knock a fool out for defending his own and his girl, thug loving. I just played Me and My Biatch by B. And I played it because that's what we were talking about, thug loving. Rick said that's what fascinates her. about, you know, thug loving and all that in between. So we was listening to it, and we came across something. I don't know if anybody else caught it. I don't know the words of it. This is my first time ever hearing that, actually, what he said. He said, "You look so good, I suck on your daddy's dick." Now.
Wait. Run that by me again?
Exactly.
You heard me.
He said, "You look so good, I'll suck on your daddy's dick." That's what he said.
Damn.
Now, yeah, exactly. So, and this led to a question about homo thugs, or, you know, thugs that, you know, on the, oh, men, I would say, men that's on the DL, or men that perceive everything about them as thugs, from the way they dress, to the way they act, to the way they talk, but yet they cruising for penis in between. You know, their jobs or their hustles or whatever, they're cruising for penis. So, you know, okay, somebody, and then you have Marvin, the topic. She said, something early someone said, and it brought me to thugs being gay and also gay men, period. But I did not want to stray from the topic too far. But yes, that's a kind of gay. Laugh out loud. Gay thug, is he really? Right. That gets you questioned. When a man says something thuggish, you know, what do you think about that? Is this Marva? Unknown? Who are you? I got an unknown caller. You got to state your name. Okay. I guess not.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
Huh?
I guess not.
All right. If you just want to be unknown and sit in the corner, so be it. All right. So, Brick, what are your thoughts? Homo thugs. You hear that terminology. What are you thinking?
When I hear homo thugs, I'm telling you, I think of the time I was in the village in Manhattan, and we went into this club to use the phone, and it was full of homo thugs. Wall to wall, good looking, gorgeous.
Ooh, yeah.
They say, I sleep with men, but I'm not gay.
Right. Alright, so I hear what you're saying, Brick, and as you're talking, I wonder, are we giving them a fair shake? Are we stereotyping?
What? Giving them a fair... So I wouldn't have a problem if that's what you choose to do, then by all means, do it. But I have a bigger... A lot of these dudes, I see about 90% of those guys in that club, okay, were probably going home to women that night.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I object. Yeah. Because, you see, you're involving somebody else in what you choose to do. And we look at these guys, well, you never think in a million years that this guy could be gay, that he could be, you know, interested in a man or anything, but these guys are actually sleeping with each other and they don't even believe it's gay. They don't believe that anything they're doing is wrong. You know?
I see where you're going, and I've done been to a gay club. I done seen the 6'7", 275 chocolate brother with his hat to the side. OMG.
Oh, it looks so good.
OMG, OMG.
Oh,
I've seen this, but I think when it comes to down low, when it comes to down low men, I'm not seeing them at a club or a bar. I'm seeing them undercover. You know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
They're not going out into the open where anybody can walk by and see them, whether it be the village or whether it be not. Like, oh, nobody frequents this area, you know, that I know. I'm seeing them going... You know, going on the website or you know, something discreetly, like let's meet at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they hiding out in that nature. That's what I'm seeing. Oh my God! Don't ever type that. I wish I could clear the chat right now. I don't even want to see that right there. I don't want to see what you're writing right there. I want to clear the chat. Can I clear the screen? Yeah, there we go. Clear the screen. Don't even want to see that right there. Right now, we got another caller. Caller from across the pond. What up, Russ, baby? Oh, wait, Russ, we can't hear you. Your phone is too... The volume. You're too close to the mic.
Too close, hang on, mic.
Oh, okay, there you go. How you doing,
how's that,
Russ?
Darling?
Ooh, that's my.
Hi, Russ.
Good morning, Russ.
Only you now. Hang on, sorry, people. Hang on.
You suck.
What is?
You suck, Brick. You suck.
What?
If you got your computer up, I need you to turn it down because we got feedback, baby.
How's this, darling?
Okay, that's much better. We don't hear ourselves. Okay. Okay, Russ, we talking about thug, gangster loving, thug life. What you got for me?
What
you like about
fun? Yeah, is this all right? Yes,
this is fine. You were saying earlier about...
Uh-huh.
Glorifying. Did you mean like society glorifying?
Well, like, right. Society, personally in the hood, you know, or, you know, people you know.
Yeah, well,
you know,
when you talk about,
like,
when you talk about society, it, Hollywood, white Hollywood started that many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
White Hollywood movies, like big movies with James Cagney, James Dean.
Right.
Humphrey Bogart, they sort of glorified the whole thug gangster image years ago.
Right.
But, I mean, it's the same in England. Have you heard of the English film director? He was married to Madonna. His name's Guy Ritchie.
Oh, yeah. Guy Ritchie, yeah.
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 Well, all his movies were always London gangster movies. That's all he makes, London gangster movies. And men in London try and live up to that image. You know, they might want to dress like it or use the same sort of language. And you know, so it's a similar thing to America in a way, where some men try to copy it. Yeah.
Oh, you mean like that movie Snatch, like that?
Snatch, Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels. They're all the same. All the movies are the same.
Yeah, his movies are kind of the same, yeah.
Yeah.
a rumor that Madonna, when they were together, she was walking through the hotel and she had a bag in her hand. And they were saying that you could tell by the outline of the bag that it was a strap on, that she put a strap on it.
Oh, so great.
No.
That was a rumor. That she used to use that strap on Guy Ritchie.
Oh, good grief. That's for your show next week, Brick.
No, I'm saying, it's also, okay, I'm assuming he said that Guy Ritchie was like gay, right?
Oh, she was a virgin, but there you go.
So is Guy Ritchie gay?
Is he gay? Well, I ain't got a clue, darling.
I'm not even touching that.
Right, I'm not either. I'm leaving that one alone.
Well, I certainly hope that's so. What do you think about homos? Do they have those out there in England?
Homosexuals.
Underground, like thugs, like.
The thing is, it's acceptable now in England to be a fuck. But to me, there's two difference. There's a difference between a fuck and a gangster.
What famous actor was, you know, and was a ladies' man was considered to be gay? I know there was Humphrey Bogart?
Cary Grant,
okay.
Yeah.
If you're going to say it, you know it's
black. I thought it was the other one. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was from England. Okay. Wow.
So, Russ, do you think women can be thugs?
I think we've been all thugs, darling.
How so, Russ? I agree with you, but how so?
Well, to me, being a thug is not always about violence. It's not always about having a gun or a knife. It's like you said earlier, it's using your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some women can take a man for everything he's got.
I know that's right.
Wow. Right.
I know that's right.
Now, you know, you can go up to someone with a gun or a knife and take their money, or you can take them to court and take their money with a judge. What's the difference?
Yeah.
So there are women out there with knives and alleys?
You've got a point.
There are actual women out there with knives? I mean, are there actually women out there that you think that can take you? That you're
kind of
scared of, like, whoa,
it's
like...
Yeah, they call bikers.
Look what happened back in 1993 with John Wayne Bobbitt.
Oh, yeah,
well. Yeah.
Oh.
He brought it back, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right. And get no more thugged out than that. That's right on point.
Show you.
This is true.
License plate.
Wow. True. Okay,
so we're coming down, like, I believe this topic is going to be revisited.
Definitely.
Like a part I see in the future, this topic, we'll come back to this topic at a later date. I see this happening.
Yeah.
We're going to revisit thug life. I see this because there's so many different aspects of it and so many questions that I have that I couldn't even get to, and I'm not even going to try to get
and
to.
And there's still a whole lot of research that we haven't even touched yet.
We'll revisit this topic, I think, at a later date. We are basically at the half an hour mark, mostly. We're talking about thug life, thug loving. I mean, I think I try to put too much in one topic. Macaporter, what you got for me, baby?
What I got?
Yeah, what you got?
As far as
thug life.
My opinion on the thug life is that thugs are businessmen of the street.
They what?
They're businessmen of the street. What is that cross talk?
Go ahead. I'll find out. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I see it as thugs are businessmen of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like you said earlier, they may not have a degree or formal education or anything, but when it comes to doing their business, as far as, and a lot of times it is the drug business, but as far as doing their business in the street, they know how to handle their business,
mm-hmm.
or their business what they want, and they know how to handle their business.
Right.
So,
okay. All right. We got an unknown caller again. Are you ready to talk with me, unknown caller?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So, what would you call Jay-Z? Would you call him a thug?
Jay-Z, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Who is this?
This is Marva.
Oh, sorry, Marva.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
that wasn't me the other time. I was hi, honey. the other time that wasn't me. I was busy typing.
Oh, okay. Right,
but yeah, I guess there's all definition of thugs. I guess you got some that look hard and some that are in suits. You know.
Right. There's different levels. Just like you would say, there's different levels of. Of women, you know, you got the chicken head, you got the hoe, you got the, you know, the classy lady. Like, there's different levels, I believe, of thug life and being a thug. And like you said, there is a difference between being a hustler and a thug. You know, and we didn't even get into the gangsters.
No. Definitely not.
So,
no. We did for a minute, though.
Right. So I know this topic will be revisited. We'll do this topic again because we already, like I said, at the half an hour mark. And
can I say something?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Now you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong. In America, people are looked at depending on the color of their skin. Now, if you take Hugh Hefner, right? He's looked at as a businessman. He's looked in. But if he was black,
he would be a pimp.
People would call him a pimp.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Wow.
If he's a pimp, they would call him a pimp or a hustle. Yep. Straight up.
Well, babe, that was a good point.
And
right
even
there,
though he's not black, we certify him as a pimp slash hustle.
Black.
He put a lot of girls on the map. Huh?
No, but what I mean. What I mean is, because he's white, he's seen as lovable. Old
right.
Hugh Hefner, he's lovable.
Right.
But if he was a black man, he would be seen as a black pimp, a gangster.
Right. Right. Totally agree.
I totally
agree with you. I'm sorry, Brick.
That was a good point,
babe. I know
you're
probably trying to say something, but you're muted. Brick, did you have a comment?
No, I agree with exactly. Well, I know, like you said, Jay-Z was a thug. I do believe that Jay-Z. You know, I remember Jay-Z before All That Money.
Right.
You know, anybody that lives in Brooklyn, if you ever seen him before All That Money, you know that, you know, you can take the man out of the ghetto, but you can't
mm-hmm.
take the ghetto
uh-huh.
out of the man.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you know? Perfect.
But, you know, what Jay-Z represents is that you may not have the book smart, but you have the street smart.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Jay-Z, he's the prime example of that.
So would you call him a thug hustler now? Since he's made it out the hood and got his little business and stuff going on, would you call him a thug hustler?
Yeah.
Or a hustler thug? What would you call him now?
I would call him somebody that learned the game. I think he's still a thug, but he learned how to play the game. And I say that because when he got money, when he finally got the money, he didn't stay at that level.
Right.
He said, "Let me," like he took classes on how to speak.
Uh-huh.
You know, he raised the bar a little bit. He said, okay, if I'm going to wheel and deal and hobnob with these famous people and all these businesses, I got to step up my game. And I can't be coming in looking like in there cooning and buffooning. I got to look like somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Right.
So
right.
even though he
right.
can bounce from that, he can go to the corner and still do all that, yo, what's up, blah, 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 street lingo, but then he can go to a boardroom, too, and wild him with some this and that. So
uh-huh.
I like him
okay.
because he retook it, remixed it, and raised
yes.
it, but he never forgot it. That's
yes,
one thing I admire about him. He is the guest. A lot of people forget.
Now,
mm-hmm.
now we were called Diddy. I would call Diddy a hustler.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Diddy is
not
a hustler.
Right. He's a hustler.
He is nowhere near no thug.
Right. He's
mm-hmm.
not a thug. But then again, we don't know.
Well,
you know,
he's another one that's on that DL side.
Wait, hold up now. We, you know, as far as what... You know, the whole situation that happened with Biggie and all that, from what they're saying, he may just have a little thug in him, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's true.
You know, we think because he's dancing in the video and all that other stuff, he hip-hopping in the video, like, you know, at the same token, didn't Sean go to jail because of Diddy?
But you know what?
Yep.
And that's why
a lot of them went to jail because of Diddy.
Yeah, because you know what? You know what? He did the same thing to Lil' Kim that he did
yep.
to Shine. He said, do this for me, and I'm going to take care of you when you get out. Okay? Soon as Shine got out, what did he do? He knew Shine was going to be deported. Shine was out of here, so you can't do nothing for him because he ain't even in the United States. And he can't come back
uh-huh.
here. Okay? Same thing with Lil' Kim. I need you to eat this. I need you to eat this, Lil' Kim, and I'm going to take care of you when you get out. We're little kid putting out a record. Are they even
okay.
associated anymore?
What he did is he threw Nicki Minaj in the face. That's what he did.
He's a user. He's a hustler.
Yes, he is. He's a snake.
Look at what he did with that girl band, Danny Kaye. Whatever you...
Yeah, and what about the other ones he put out? The other girl, the
lock.
White group.
The Lock.
The Lock. Total.
See?
What did Mary.
A lot of people he screwed.
St. Evan.
He uses
yeah.
you. You ain't no good no more. You know, he throw you away. What's that boy group he put out?
112.
Making the Band, them boys.
Day 26.
Yeah, 112, Making the Band.
Yeah, Day 26, yeah.
There was another group.
But at the end of the day.
The Babs and them.
Right, Making a Band. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say, would you consider him thugged out because of ain't nobody stepping to him? You know, you done had people like the Locks. You know, you done had people, you know, that, you know, Loon and all the other folks, I mean, are they, but nobody, Craig Mack and Black Rob and, you know, you don't have some thugs on there that represented, you know, the whole thug mentality, the whole thug gangster this and gangster that. But ain't nobody stepping to Diddy.
They was a joke.
Yeah.
They was a joke. And you know what? The only one I could say, okay, but you know what? They thought Mobb Deep was a joke too, but look at that dude serving time now. So, from what I see, I think that if they was all of the thugs, that was a joke. Some guys, that's why they all got scared and Little Kim had to eat that charge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yo, we all gonna get together, we all gonna lie. She goes there and lies, they all go there and tell the truth to tell out. So she went to jail basically for being caught to lie. That's why she went to jail for lying
right.
to the feds.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay? See, she went in there thinking one thing, and they got chicken shit. And she ended up doing time. That's why, you know, so that shows you right there, they ain't gangsters.
So is Lil' Kim a thug for that?
She's a soldier for that.
Yes, there you go. That's the word for her. There you go.
Because she was like, I'm a soldier. She didn't stitch, the others did. And where are they at now? They probably couldn't buy a deal.
Okay, what about Remy Ma?
Remy Ma?
I like Remy Ma.
Didn't she do that? She basically did that, the whole thing herself. Yeah, she gave.
Yeah.
I give it to her. She does.
Okay.
She bust that girl with a blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
Had a restraining order to stay away from her and still rolled up on her. If that ain't something against, I don't know what is.
I know that.
So what do you think about Queen Latifah? Do you think she's thug?
Queen Latifah? No.
He may have been at one time, but I don't think so anymore.
Queen Latifah? Yes.
I don't think at one time. Well, you know, maybe.
She's bucking for, you know, the sub job of being the next baby of America. Latifah's trying to blend. You know, she's trying to blend in.
You and his mammy, so.
That's right. He's trying.
No, America.
Isn't Wendy Williams trying to be our mammy?
So Wendy Williams is trying to.
Oh, wow. Mammy. That's a whole other topic.
Wait. No, I will tell y'all who America's mammy is. America's mammy is Oprah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Mm.
Let's see.
Mm.
I wonder where we got that from.
You got, wow.
I've been saying that for years.
Huh?
Mm. I've been saying it for years. You heard that
America's.
You heard that.
You definitely got my applause.
Huh?
You definitely got my applause.
How long ago did I tell you that Oprah's America's mammy?
Yeah.
All she needs to do is sit
there. And I'm not the only one who's saying that. There's a lot of people out there who say that.
What about you, Russ? What do you think about Oprah?
Well, I've been watching Oprah since I was a little boy because when her show came to England, it was the most popular show back in 1985 in England.
Mm-hmm. And everyone just loved her, right? Because she was so down home, right?
Well, I've heard recently a lot of rappers. I know Ice Cube was dissing Oprah because she's been she had the cast of a movie on her show. But she did not invite Ice Cube because she's got something against rappers. Is that true?
Yeah, at one point she didn't allow rappers on the show because she hated rap music.
Yeah.
And the first rapper I think she had on the show was
Jay-Z, wasn't it?
No, it was Ludacris. That's because she had to have him because she never asked him any questions. She never spoke to him. That's because they had the whole cast of Crash. That's when Crash had came out. And she had the whole cast. They had to invite Ludacris. She didn't ask
them
one question.
Yeah.
He was just
there.
So
she stayed home for that.
Jay-Z turned her over, you know, his son, all this stuff. But she had Jay-Z on, then she walked on Marcy Avenue at probably like 6 in the morning on a Sunday. So Marcy Project, because you know, she didn't walk through there at no 3 in the afternoon. Not at Marcy Project. So they probably had the streets, everything cordoned off. They probably told everybody to stay in their houses. Don't come out. Oprah's coming. Because Marcy, you know, Marcy's rough. So, I mean, I think that she, you know, now she's giving out his book and shit for, you know, Christmas. I'm like, look at her. You go from hating rap. And she goes, Jay-Z definitely changed and opened my eyes and all this other stuff. That's what Ludacris and all the other people like that are trying to do. But she wasn't
happy,
so.
What about Will Smith on there?
But you know, Jay-Z is the exception. Jay-Z is like hip hop royalty right now.
Yes,
Bobby, you're funny,
you know,
bro. You said Will Smith
was
a rapper.
Well, what was it? He started off as a rapper.
He
was on Oprah.
He's a clown.
Him and Jada was on Oprah a lot of times.
Right.
Yeah, he's always up there.
But they don't look at him as a rapper. They look at him as an actor now because he's blockbuster, you know? So.
Yeah.
They,
wow.
You know, they look at him in a new light.
So I guess with Oprah, you can be a rapper but also have some type of big business behind you.
Right.
To show your money so you can hang with her, basically.
Yeah,
she'll
interview you. Right, pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, you ain't got no money.
Right.
She's like, look, you got to be able to pay your own first-class airfare
and all those other stuff. Because
I'm not doing it. You
got to
be able to pay your own stuff. He's not paying.
She ain't paying nobody,
right? I got to respect that. She said, what you eat? Where your money?
somebody like that, you be at McDonald's and be like, what you getting? What your money?
Right. You got people that sit up there and tell you what you're getting, let you collect all that stuff, and then they, when you get to the cash register, they're like, where your money at?
Yeah, where your money at?
They give you the dumb look, like, huh?
Exactly.
I got you.
Right.
I got you.
And then everybody
needs
to say that.
I'm not even a little front. I did that today. I sat there and I scoped it out. I even went back to go get something. I got to the register first. I went back to get something. All right, we go right ahead.
I got you. I got you.
Right. And then at the last minute, like, I got you. Because you know what? I am gay.
I hear that.
Right. What happened, Black Reporter? You don't like my sound effect?
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, I heard you. Oh, my God.
So, Black Reporter, was you ever a thug gangster?
Man.
At one time?
Nah.
At one time.
Nah.
We heard that.
No, never? Okay.
Never.
Well, that's good.
Black Reporter had a diamond in the back.
Digging
the lead like
hey. That was one of my favorite songs.
You need to get that big
okay.
With the big afro. Like, yeah, I know I'm parking in no parking zone. What?
I like it when they call me Black Reporter. Throw your hands in the air and do the true player.
Give me this reporter. Got the black
report. OMG. All right, folks. We are coming down to the last 20 minutes of the show. You are tuned into the Adult Zone with the Crush and Black Reporter. We want to tell everybody, hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/heartsradio. Brick House, BRYCKK House. Well, we got brickhouse.com. We got phonefantasyradio.com. Once again, I want to let y'all know that the rebroadcast of tonight's show, yesterday's show and Thursday's show will be on, Thursday, Sunday, something like that. So you can check out the rebroadcast if you missed tonight's show. Tell your friends about us, you know, post us on your pages, tweet about us, you know, support us, damn it. No, I'm just playing.
Correct. I have a question for you. Did we discuss the it was in CSF. For those of you who don't know what CSF is, it is Camp Super Fluffy, which is the room. The room designed by Crush for all her friends and the like. And that's where we get a lot of ideas for our shows.
That's not true. That's not true.
Well, this idea came for a future showcase on Camp Super Fluffy. About
as
the
we proceed.
What the hell was that?
What happened? Oh.
Right. Never mind.
Right. All right, folks.
Where's the Trump?
Again, that website is phonefantasyradio.com. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Shout out to everybody that will tune in. The guests in the room, 12083, thank you for tuning in. Barbara, thank you for showing support. JJUK, thanks for showing support. Russ, over in the England. Thank you. Much love.
Okay, darling.
Go to sleep, darling.
Makes one ponder.
Shout out to Pookie from the 228. Hey, Pookie.
Hey. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
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 Pookie, you're not going to put that two cents
in? Pookie.
Oh,
my
God.
No, look, where did Pookie come from?
You don't want nobody to know who you is.
Oh, you're right. Okay. The silent is that. Look, you're right. I forgot.
What? You want to be every color, so I called you Pookie. Is it
the
Pookie or
Junebug?
Which one you want?
Junebug. Oh, my Junebug. No, Junebug would be perfect for Mississippi.
Call you Junebug.
Oh, no. Look, Pookie it is.
Pookie. Pookie, you got some thugs out there? What's going on, Pookie? What's going on there in Mississippi? I don't know. I know one thing. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, what? I'm listening.
No, I was going to say, I know Memphis got one thug in particular that keep playing with my emotions. Yes, Memphis got a thug out there who be playing with my emotions, and he go by the name of Flash Brown.
Oh, yes,
stop. Am I lying, ladies? Y'all done seen him.
Mm-mm.
I gotta text you a picture. I gotta text you a picture, lady. See, you ain't seen him yet. Flash Brown, you need to come to the adult zone. You need to call me. You need to call me. 347 McCross. You need to call me, for real. That right there, that southern drawl he got, oh my goodness. Them big old lips smacking. I want to watch him eat some chicken.
Oh, damn.
That's official right there. I want to watch him eat some chicken. I mean, some greasy, crunchy chicken.
Church's chicken.
No, I didn't say church.
No, but...
He don't know nothing about churches. No, we don't want him to eat. I want him to eat his mama chicken. That's what you need to eat, his mama chicken. Because you know, once you get mama chicken, you all in it. You know, I want him to get that familiar flavor. You know, just to see it all greased up, like Rick said, all glossy, lip glass up. Yeah, that man needs to just be covered in oil. You need to just cover that man in baby oil. We need to have an eye candy show.
How we going to see him?
We'll put it on the website. Hello? We do got two websites. Right, we do have two websites, and we can put the code up there on our thing, and we have a link. We have a chat room, so they can join the chat room and click on the link and use their cell phone and scan the code. We can make it happen.
Oh my
we,
God!
We
you
are
like
full
time.
Spirit.
Will you stop trying to build everything? You
I know, right?
Your brain never stops.
I know.
We are full service.
I said one stupid joke, and all of a sudden she got a business idea. I know. And we just I'm like, oh my God.
Right. We can have an app. We need to get an app.
If you build them, they will come.
Right. If I build it, they will come. Thank you, Lady Steve. If you build it, they will come.
God.
Yes. Angels in the outfield. Yes.
If you build it, they will come.
Lady Steve. Yes. If you build it,
they
will come. Yes,
in more ways than
that's
one.
Right. That is it. If you build it, they will come. I'm gonna give me an app. I'm gonna figure this out, folks. I'm gonna figure this out. Y'all heard me say it today, March 20th, 10:48 p.m. I said it. We're gonna get a phone fantasy radio app so we can have eye candy something day.
No.
I ain't get that far, but we're going to have Eye Candy Day, and we just
going
to buy some.
Huh? Y'all heard Crush, huh?
Right. Y'all heard me. And y'all know me. Y'all know me. I might be back here next Tuesday talking about I got this and I got that. But anyway, once again, folks, I want to remind everybody that next week is the last Tuesday of the month. However, we got a special treat for y'all. We will not be doing Trifling News next Monday. I mean, next Tuesday. Excuse me. We will not be doing Trifling News. What we will be doing is called Fantasy Limelight. This is the first guest that we have for 2012. You know, we've had past guests to our show. We've had Norma Stitt. We've had Rocky from LargeInTheCharge.com. We've had Supreme Diva. We've had Larry Edwards. And we had Esther Mogul. And, yeah, those are a few that we've had. And we will be having another one join our repertoire. Y'all have heard me play his work on here before. Very talented brother. He's coming from Ohio, actually. He stays in Ohio. Right, yeah, he's coming from Ohio. He stays in Ohio. Oh, no. And he will be on our show next Tuesday, 10 to 11. His name is J.G. the Juggernaut. If you don't know who he is, I'm going to try to get his stuff queued up so y'all can hear his work. Ladies, he's a very talented brother, very down to earth. We're going to interview him, play a little bit, you know, do like we do. Black Reporter.
Ma'am.
Do you have any announcements?
Do I have any announcements?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are the co-host. Now that you're the co-host and you need to say shit, you ain't got shit to say.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying.
Oh. Where did that old Lord come from?
Now that you're the co-host, he ain't got nothing to say, Britt.
You see, you're running your mouth last night. Now you're not running the
He's
going to
say something.
It's Jamaican.
Everybody in. So what's going on Thursday? Because you was quick to tell everybody stuff on Thursday.
Tell everybody Thursday.
Right.
Thursday, you crush Thursday.
Now you're going to talk about Thursday. You ain't saying nothing.
Are we doing our school battle on Thursday, Crush?
No.
Try
again. Well, I'm confused, Crush.
So
what are we doing?
We're doing cover song Thursday.
Pardon me?
We're doing cover song Thursday. All right. Thursday, because you sit up here talking about some Thursday, we have Crush Rules with La Crush. We tuned in 805-830-8320. The topic for tomorrow Thursday will be old version versus the new version. Right.
I do like
the remake. Right. We're playing the remake.
You're a blank reporter. Wow.
Right.
Yes, I drew a blank.
Right.
And we have been getting old versions and new versions on Facebook. And those of you who have turned in some old versions and new versions for us, thank you very, very much. And if you got yours to contribute, you're more than welcome to send it to us on Facebook. You can send it to our Facebook page, send it to Black Reporter, or you can send it to La Crush Hearts.
I'm going to send it to Black Reporter, because God knows who you suck on that page. You don't put nothing on it.
I don't know why you don't.
So
well, the thing is, because I can't.
You can't?
No, I can't because it's put together by Miss La Crush Hart. So it's everything.
I got nothing to do with it. It's still on your account.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Well, because you can try.
Things that I write go to my Francis Dominic page.
Okay.
my government name.
This is a conversation this is just a conversation for off the record. So I'm not even going to get into it right now. Folks, once again, this Thursday we'll be doing cover songs before and after, so to speak. Well, Crush Groove with La Crush, 805-830-8320. If you have a song that you would like to request that's a cover song or original, give us both versions. To phonefantasyradio@gmail.com or hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/heartsradio. Next Tuesday on the Adult Zone, we'll have JG the Juggernaut, coming out of Ohio.
spoken word artist. Here goes some of his work. And Black Reporter, you want to sign us out?
Okay. What time there was, have feet there is no more. Yesterday's gone, forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here, don't worry about it. Today is here, make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If you didn't hear everything we said, then go run and tell, you know, go run and tell that. You heard everything we said, now go run and tell that. On your face, please, we will see you in a real while, hush. And when we see you on Thursday, you are in. And we are out.
All right, folks. This is J.D. the Juggernaut. This poem is called Nighttime Maneuvers. You'll find out more information. Once again, visit the website, foamfantasyradio.com. It's going to be the Fantasy Limelight next Tuesday. See y'all Thursday, folks. See y'all Thursday.
Bye.
I know y'all don't mind when I get a little juggernauty. You know what? This might even be nasty, but this is just kind of the way I'm feeling. Nighttime maneuvers. I got her in the sweetest torture rack. Call me the freaky Lex Luger. And tonight, I'm on an in-her mission. There'll be no intermission. Just a few deep breaths as we change positions. I sex her like a concert. She hits the high notes and I get to listen. I pay attention. And when I find that spot, I become the key to her orgasmic ignition. I pretzel her. She's a contortionist that can turn sex into an art exhibition while trying to suck me into submission. Baby girl, don't play. I stretch her. Flex her. Sex her like a pornographic Cirque du Soleil. Now she know I like that nasty shit. I call her Kentucky Derby because of the way she rides dick. She loves the nighttime maneuvers. Begs me to play rough. Her badge of honor are her bruises. She's enthused with my masculinity and the way it causes her womanly oozes. She meets me in nondescript places so we can exchange fuck faces. And if the cops found out what we do, we'd both catch cases. She don't need special places. She ain't about embraces. She's about leather and laces. High heels, harnesses, and braces. A good orgasm and the stress it erases. She earthquake shakes. Splinters bedposts and shatters vases. She calls me a black motherfucker and she ain't a racist. I can't get complacent. She makes sure I stay up on it. She put baby oil on the shower curtain, lay it on the bed. Then we slip and slide through this night ride. Leave hickeys on her right thigh that bring tears of ecstasy to her right eye. Off the white Merlot potions, she will turn the bed sheets into oceans. Dividing her thighs gives me this quotient. The emotion of our motion creates commotion. I give her orgasm spasms, the most beautifulest convulsions. Our intense compulsion leaves us in a state of emotion. See, we're mixed together, but not quite. And we'll be at this all night. The way that I do her, the way that I do her must move her. But I guess that's what this all about, right? Nighttime maneuvers.